Now for his weekly roundup of golf, I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Austin Garvin of the Mayo News. Austin, good afternoon to you, and of course another big week in the golfing scene, I suppose. First of all, we'll start with the Connacht Seniors, and they're getting ready to commence now.
It's that time of the year again, Michael D, and of course the holders of this competition, team down your own area, Belmullet, who won it last year. Now the first round takes place on 7th of May. And it's preliminaries. Ballina playing Achill, and Belmullet are playing Clare Morris. Now, Belmullet will have home venue. Three matches in Belmullet against Clare Morris, and two in Clare Morris. So that's on the 5th of May, and that has come round very quickly, Michael D. So two good matches to look forward to before it starts in earnest later on.
Yeah, and of course, Clare Morris are the holders then of the Irish Mixed Foursomes. That's starting on the 15th of May, and that'll be very interesting as well to see how that fares out.
Very interesting. Clare Morris won that last year in Castle Dargan against Inniscroen. Great finale to that. Narrowly defeated 3-2 in the All-Ireland semi-final, and they'll be looking forward to going one better than that this year. Ballina are playing Westport in the first preliminary match there, 15th of May. And again, it's the competition that men and women play as one. And it's the only competition in the GUI calendar that that happens. It's a very, very exciting competition, and it's something to look forward to. Starting on the 15th of May. Yeah. Michael D.
And then, of course, on May 11th is the Pearce Purcell Shield. That's between Ballyhaunis and Westport. It's a preliminary round.
Preliminary round, yeah. The 11th of the 5th, as you say. Pearce Purcell Shield commemorates one of the best administrators ever in Irish golf, Professor Pearce Purcell. And Ballyhaunis Westport, as you say, a preliminary round. That's before competition starts in earnest later on, as I said.
Yeah. Tell us, Austin, about the gathering of golf in Insomniacs taking place on June 29th. That's very interesting because the winner of this could be on their way to the Masters.
That's right. By its very name, Insomniacs. those people get up at the crack of dawn, and it's a competition in Westport. It's an annual competition on the 29th of June. And in conjunction with PGE, Westport have arranged a competition during the golfing Insomniacs. A special prize there of a trip to the Masters for a hole-in-one at the 12th, par 3, long par 3. So that's something to look forward to, and it's a great incentive for people to play indeed, Michael D.
It is indeed, certainly nothing to be sneezed at there. And of course, tomorrow as well, there's a bit of action taking place in the Castlebar Golf Club. The Jimmy Carroll Trophy is taking place.
Yeah, that's on Monday, and that's for golfers of 60 years and over. And it commemorates a former Irish international, Jimmy Carroll, who was from Greenore, County Louth, and he was a member in Westmanstown. Now, this isn't a GUI competition. Westmanstown inaugurated this in honour of the great Jimmy Carroll. And Castlebar are hosting it this year. Clare Morris hosted it for the last few years. And at least 10 or 11 clubs have entered for this. There's also another competition in the other end of the province. So Castlebar hosting that, and it's a great fun event as well as being competitive. And Jimmy Carroll, as I say, commemorated very well with this, and it gives a chance of players of that age group to play in competitive golf. And we all look forward to that, Michael D.
Certainly so. And of course, for the ladies as well, the ladies over 55 takes place tomorrow in Clare Morris Golf Club.
Yeah, this is a three-club competition between Ballinrobe, Castlebar and Clare Morris. Now, the men had this going during the winter, so the ladies now are holding this, and I've been asked by Breach DeBarra in Ballinrobe to give it a mention. That's on Monday. Entry fee there of €20, and that includes the green fee as well. I think it's great value, and they invite players from other clubs as well to join them. But every 3 weeks you have it, Clare Morris, Castlebar and Ballinrobe, as I said, Michael D.
Yeah, let's talk briefly about James Rock. Of course, he won the Baxter Healthcare winner at the Castlebar Golf Club. A fantastic display from James.